Welcome to Get a Life Balanced, where we share real tips how to make, not find, time for those you love, those you don't, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author, and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hey, I'm back here in the Tampa Bay area, so excited, and I'm sitting in here with my friend Chris again, and you know what? I think I'll put him on the hot seat. You know, life balance is an issue for men, women, younger, older. So, Chris, you're up. Of all the challenges in life and life balance, where is your challenge?
I would say my challenge is probably more than anything in time management.
You know what? I have interviewed four people today, and all four of them have said time management issues. Now, but I'd love to hear your definition. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just not enough hours to complete everything that I want to get done throughout the day. I mean, I'm one of those people to where I have a certain way of how I do tasks, and while I can delegate, it's hard for me to completely let go of that task. And so I end up taking on the projects myself.
Oh, you know, one of the tools that might help you is a segment that I have called lowering your standards. It'd be interesting to see if you could benefit from that. In fact, when we talk about lower your standards, a lot of people go, well, how low can you go?
Right.
So let me ask you, when you talk about not letting go, why is that? Do you feel like people can't do the job as well as you can? Are you concerned about the quality? What is it?
A little bit of everything. Sometimes, it depends on who I'm delegating to. Sometimes I don't necessarily know what their capabilities are, so I worry about how well they can do it as far as quality, or if there's a certain way that I want it done. The way they may do it may be fine, but I may want it done a different way just because I want a different result. And sometimes it's like, for example, we had a huge thing this past weekend that we had to get ready for. We had a lot of prepping to do. And my boss was telling me, well, why can't I help you? Show me what you're doing. And I said, well, you know what? In the time it would take for me to explain to you how to do it, I could already have it done. You know, it would take twice as long for me to teach you how to do it than for me just to do it myself. But, and then on top of that, while I'm teaching you how to do it myself, I'm pulling myself away from the current project I'm working on to teach you how to do it. So now I'm killing two things right now that I should be working on. And when I get so much going all at once, it's hard for me to juggle it all.
I think one of the most important things to recognize in that area is, do you have systems in place? In other words, have you ever thought about making a list of the things that you can do that other people can't do, and a list of things that other people can do? Have you ever done that before?
I have. And that has saved me a lot of times. It's just lately there's been very few people who can do what I can do, so that's just been my biggest obstacle, is, you know, not having the people who are able to, that I can delegate to, available to me.
And I would think with this kind of business it would be even more difficult, because you're dealing with other people's work.
Yes.
You know, it's not like I'm doing the dishes or I'm doing the laundry.
Right.
Or, I mean, you're dealing with people's livelihood.
Right.
When you're talking about the quality of their work.
Well, it's especially, doing these podcasts and all these shows and everything, that these are shows and things that people have put a lot of time and thought and effort into. And I want to make sure that I'm meeting their expectations, not just my own expectations, but I want to meet their expectations.
Okay.
My expectations are a lot higher than yours.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now. And that's just because I'm OCD. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to production.
Well, it's your work.
It is.
It's your work. It's like if I was going to go do a speaking engagement, you can't do. So here's a template that I have in my office that works really well for me.
Mm-hmm.
Who can do this better than I can? So if you can find someone who can do it better than you can, for example, at my house, anybody can cut the grass. So why am I spending my time cutting the grass?
Right.
Anybody can take my clothes to the dry cleaners, but nobody can love my kids the way I can.
Right.
So if you have certain types of things, even with podcasting, I'm sure, like we talked about creating jingles and editing, there's certain things, maybe like voiceovers,
mm-hmm.
even though you would want to do those, if you found somebody that could do as good a job as you could,
mm-hmm.
you would have the confidence then maybe to say, oh, I've got three people that I can hand this to. I can tag team mm-hmm. this off. which allows you the freedom to do what you're really, really good at. Would that work for you?
And it does actually, and I have done that before. I've actually tried to not do too many voiceovers, especially here, because my voice is already all over everything. But
we like your voice,
and you know, that's I hear that a lot. You know, I always joke and say that I have a face for radio, so the voice works out better for me. But yes, I've got a couple of interns and assistants that work with me and everything, and I have one that's really good at audio editing, but not so good at video editing. So
there you go.
I turn around, but then I have one that's good at video editing, but not so much at audio editing. So I'm able to kind of balance the two. But then there's also other tasks that people have here that are not related to production, and that's their primary focus. So now I'm pulling them away from what they're supposed to be doing.
So it sounds like you need to get more staff in
here, more team members. We just finished up, or we're coming to an end of a school year, and so a lot of the interns that were here have now moved on. So now we're trying to get another batch in here. It's one of those transitional periods.
Okay. So we talked about your professional life. And what about your personal life? Do you have the same kind of issue, time management issue, in your personal life?
Oh,
now you're
much.
A dad, right?
I am a dad.
And how old's your daughter?
She's 9.
Okay, but you're a single dad.
Yes.
Okay, sharing custody.
Yes.
So do you have that same kind of problem, time management problem, with your daughter?
Yes.
In what areas?
Dividing my work from my personal time.
Being able to set it down and just go ahead and do it.
In fact, I had. My daughter gave me a reality check this past weekend because the big event that we had going on, she told me, said, Daddy, you've been working every weekend that I've been over here for a while.
Wow.
And I'm not spending any time with you.
Wow.
And so when she told me that, the very next day, I said, you know what? You want to go to the gun? She loved her and I liked to go to the gun range. She
okay.
likes to shoot the little pellet guns.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we'll sit there and that's daddy daughter time, because you know, in her mind, no one can shoot better than daddy.
Of course.
So, and she's getting private lessons from the best shooter in the world in her mind. So I said, you want to go to the gun range? And her face just lit up, and that was and I made a promise to her that I would not work on weekends unless I just absolutely had to. That's like it was a big event, and most of the time, when I do work on weekends, I try to do events that are, you know, have kid events to do that I bring
yes.
them with me.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that does help, but she still wants time with daddy.
Well, I think what's really great about that is kids are very, very smart today, and you're blessed in that she told you, hey, I need more time with you. A lot of times they just keep that to themselves, you know, and then shrink back and be less approachable to you. But that's great that she actually told you that.
She has no problem telling me what's on her mind.
That's great. And one of the things I always suggest, people do a lot of traveling. They'll go off to a convention and come back from a convention or even a business meeting if you're working all week, and you spend a lot of time following up on emails and following up on phone calls. So one of the things I would suggest that you do, and also our listeners do, is to put FDD in your calendar. And what FDD stands for is Family Development mm-hmm. Day. And when I block that on my calendar, it's a commitment to me that I'm going to build my family just like I built my business. So it means no phone calls, mm-hmm. no emails. And believe me, that's really difficult to do today.
It's very hard to do.
Yeah, you've got your phone on your hip.
Right, and my phone's always with me. It's hard for me to pull away from it, especially since I'm in the position I am here. I oversee all the production here. So, and since that's the primary purpose of this place is production, I'm constantly berated with phone calls, with text messages, with emails, questions. How do I do this? And not only that, I also maintain the equipment here. So when something goes down and I'm not here, my phone's blowing up.
Right. But if you had a list of people mm-hmm. that you could tag team out for them to take care of on those days that you're off, you know, I think one of the issues about life balance is lack of communication. We right. don't communicate to people that this is my time and I can't be interrupted. When I go off to a convention, they don't know if it's a 3-day or a 5-day convention. I usually go a day early and I come back. And I'll stay a day late, and when mm-hmm. I come back, that day is closed.
Right.
They may think I'm still in Charlotte or still in Las Vegas, when in actuality I'm home. So you have to, as long as you have, you can communicate, listen, I'm not going to be available mm-hmm. on Tuesday and or Saturday. And here's the deal, Chris. You don't have to tell anybody where you're at.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need to know.
I've actually learned that. I've actually stopped, and that's one thing that when she, after she told me that, I stopped answering my phone. I stopped replying. And the only there was one time that I did reply, and it was me saying, I am with my daughter. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period. And I was expecting to come back in being fired the next Monday.
Really?
Well, not necessarily fired, but
concerned.
Like,
you were concerned.
I was concerned on how that came across. And actually, you know, he told me that I understand. I got family too. You know, it is what it is. So we took care of it. We're good to go. You know, don't worry about it. So I felt a little better afterwards, but after I sent it, I was like, crap, I can't unsend that, can I? You know? That's the downside of text messaging. It's already gone.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let you do your expertise. This morning, I actually interviewed Mia and Michelle. Mia is a single mom with one teenage daughter, and Michelle is married with two kids. And I'm going to have you edit that little morning breakfast meeting onto this particular segment so that our listeners will have two other ideas or inputs on what's a challenge for them with life balance and how they have learned to lower their standards and rely on other people helping them and taking care of them. So thanks so much for your input, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
In need of some business balance, perhaps more customers and more profit. Get a Life Balance Works with Peak Reputation, a full-service marketing agency, as do many other businesses through effective and unique social media techniques, website search engine optimization, mobile and text-based marketing, blogging, and online reputation repair and management. When your business needs to grow, count on Peak Reputation to help accelerate that growth. Visit peakreputation.com or call 727-282-4001 for your free strategy session today.
Hi, this is Cheryl Nicholson, and this time we're going to talk about one of the first qualities of life rules, which is lower your standards. Now, to implement these ideas, it's going to take some life-changing attitude adjusting. Two of the most important power plates I have in my office are the quality of life rules. The first one is lower your standards. I know, I mean, really, who came up with the idea of spring cleaning anyway? Someone who didn't have a life. When was the last time you visited your friend's home wearing white gloves so that you could run your fingers across their windowsills? Now, I've met some women who actually dusted light bulbs and scrubbed floorboards with a toothbrush weekly. It certainly was a clean home, but no one felt comfortable putting their feet up on the coffee table or hanging out for a while. The house turned into a mausoleum, beautiful but silent. I'd rather have a house full of company laughing and enjoying, not stressing out about what gets spilled where, and I've learned how to lower my standards. So today I'm actually having lunch with Mia and Michelle. Now Mia is a single parent of a teenager and she travels quite a bit, and Michelle is married with two kids, and we're going to talk about how do they lower their standards, or if they have lowered your standards. So Mia, let's start with you. How do you feel about that first quality of life rule?
I think that it is extremely important. I think that a few years ago that it was an issue with me that the most important thing was to have a clean house, which meant as soon as dinner was finished, I was washing the dishes and maybe not taking that extra time to sit there and talk to the kids. It became quite an issue with my boyfriend at the time saying that there was not time to talk about anything because I was always distracted in folding laundry. And I tried to explain to him that I could do two things at once. I was very capable of having a conversation while folding laundry. And the explanation in turn was that I couldn't fully give him my attention, which I thought was ridiculous, but I do think that there is some validity to it.
So let me ask you a question. Are you still with that gentleman?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no.
So, but he did bring an awareness to you that you probably needed to lower your standards?
I think I remember a few years back, I lived abroad, and in Sweden particularly, they have a very different way of thinking. For example, when you host a party, it is considered rude to clean the dishes off the table or even to wash a dish until all your company has left. And I
left the table or left the home?
Left the home.
Holy goodness.
Once they left the table, you could remove the dishes, but you in no way, shape, or form was to do dishes while they were there. It was considered that you were rushing them out, that all you cared about was
feeding them.
Yes, and then ending it.
Okay.
And it made you pay more attention to the actual event and relaxing too. I mean, you have all this preparation in a dinner party, for example, or when I have people over, and you have to actually take that into consideration and maybe not do the dishes until after they left, or maybe you don't do the dishes until the next day. You have to lower your standard in thinking that the most important thing is to have a clean sink, when in reality, the most important thing is that you get a good night's sleep and that you've had a good night with your family and friends.
So it definitely has improved the quality of your life. What about you, Michelle? Do you have an issue or problem with life balance on high expectations from yourself and others?
Yes, I do. Actually, my expectation is all brought on by myself. I have this rare condition, I guess you could call it, that I cannot sit down until things are done. And I find that once I sit down, I'm done. So I don't sit down until it's time for me to go to bed. And many nights it's after midnight, which I feel that probably not good for my health, that I should be getting more sleep because I do have to get up and function the next day early because I have two children. So yes, I would like to be able to not clean up the kitchen as soon as I'm done with dinner, or not multitask as soon as I walk in the door, whether it is dusting a table, whether it is doing laundry, or picking up shoes off the floor. I guess my biggest problem is because I want all those things done and I have an expectation of how they should be done, I don't delegate. So then all the stress gets brought on me.
On you.
And it's my own condition, again, call it, that I can't rest until it is all done.
Well, I think what's really interesting about these women is they're both wearing a bracelet on their wrist that measures the steps that they take in a day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Mia was talking about Michelle and the comparison and how many steps she takes, and that very well validates what Michelle's saying about never stopping. What were you talking about as far as the difference in steps, Mia?
Well, my goal is to get in 10,000 steps a day. That's like the standard. If you want to be healthy, if you want to be in a weight loss position, that 10,000 steps a day is good for the average person. So I work out at least an hour a day, yet I find it challenging to get in 10,000 steps because I'm stuck behind my computer a lot. Michelle, on the other hand, hits almost 20,000 steps a day.
Wow, double.
But that's because once she leaves here, she does her work while she's here. And once she goes home, she's being a mom and a wife. So she is constantly moving until, like she said, she goes to bed at night.
All right. Well, that's great. Let's take a break from our sponsor and let's get back and talk about how we can lower our standards.
When it comes to promoting a business or service, business owners think handling this on their own will save them time and money. They go online, spend hours researching for the lowest price, and end up with a box of items they have no idea what to do with. And that's a true waste of time and money. Promotional products can deliver a huge bang for your buck. When you work with a promotional products distributor, like Blue Dot Promotional Marketing, you leave the time-consuming research up to us. We work with these products every day and can help you match the right product, your business and budget, freeing you up to spend time on your business and with your family. Most importantly, you'll have a plan for your promotional products and make them work for you. So give us a call at Blue Dot Promotional Marketing, 813-977-1056. Or find us on the web at bluedotpromos.com.
So what I found is very interesting from interviewing Chris and Mia and Michelle and even my youngest daughter, Sarah, that's at home and a student, is everybody tends to have problem with time management. So I hope these tips that you heard from out of their mouths today have helped you in learning how to balance your life more effectively. And I'll see you again soon.
You've been listening to Get a Life Balance with Cheryl Nicholson. If you would like booking information, contact her at www.getalifebalance.com or email cheryl@cheryl.com. Share your ideas and join her Life Balance community on facebook.com/getalifebalance. Now download the next session for more real tips that work.